Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 19th and our Bible reading portion is from the first epistle of Peter, chapters 1 to 3. Do we have any reason to praise God? We read in 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10 like this. The words of Apostle Peter. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Many years ago, an unnamed psalmist has declared a very important truth regarding praising God. We read in Psalms 147 verse number 1 like this. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praise to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Quite similar to this is another expression in this context in Psalms 146 verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Many times when we are searching for a reason to praise God, we should realize that we should praise God for mainly two reasons. One, for who he is, and two, for what he has done. When Apostle Peter wrote his first epistle to the born-again pilgrims scattered in different parts of the world, he wanted to let them understand that they have many reasons to praise God. In fact, Apostle Peter elaborates on seven reasons for us to praise God, which are as follows. 1. We are a chosen generation. Number 2. We are a royal priesthood. Number 3. We are a holy nation. Number 4. We are a special people. Number 5. We have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Number 6. We have been made the people of God. And number 7. We have obtained mercy from God. Thus, we have plenty of reasons to praise God today. When we think about who God is and what he has done for us, we should lift up our voices and sing praises of God. We should praise God even though we are in adverse circumstances, just as Paul and Silas praised God within the Philippian jail. The truth of God's word is our foundation for praising him. God is worthy of our praise even today.